Hello, I am Joshua P. Warren, and this is Joshua P. Warren Daily. Well, I have been back in Puerto Rico for almost a week, and I'll be honest with you, it has been kind of rough. The weather here is just beautiful, and watching all the blizzards happening up in the States, I'm very happy to be here, but I still do not have regular internet access. I don't have any cable TV. I'm still using hotspots, and that works okay most of the time. Occasionally, everything just stops working, and I can't figure out why, but I know that they have these balloons that are 60,000 feet up in the air that are helping to carry the signals, and I guess there's a little hiccup once in a while. And then also we had an 8-hour blackout here where just all of the power went out for 8 hours solid. So, you know, communication is going to be sketchy for a little while. And I'm still not back to 100% after getting this cold. My voice is still kind of weak. You can probably tell that. So, honestly, not having to be so directly piped into technology constantly is helpful because it's letting me, you know, rest up a little bit more, which I definitely needed some sleep. And then, of course, I'm working on this book called Finding Your Magic, which I'm going to be debuting in the only printed form, because it'll be primarily an ebook. I'm only going to make one printing of this, and it'll be debuting at my big event in Las Vegas, which is going to be, of course, May 16th, 17th, and 18th of this year. It will be here in no time. And I just want to share something kind of interesting with you. And as I go through the process of writing this book and thinking about things, I'll be sharing different ideas for you that I think are with you that I think are suitable for a little podcast like this. Of course, this whole concept is that it's very interactive. It's about taking your particular personality type. And I have done a lot of research, and I have created these profiles, 12 different profiles for just about everybody, and matched them up with manifestation techniques that will work for you. And, of course, I'm not just saying that one thing has to work for everybody, but there are going to be things out there that will work better for you than others. It's like matching the right tool with the right job. In this case, we're matching the right method with the right person. And so this is really fascinating how all this is coming together. And those of you who are there at the event, you're going to get a really deluxe experience getting hands-on with me as we go through all of these different scenarios and exercises that are really going to make you more aware of yourself than ever before. But I just want to mention something that is very simple, and maybe you've done this before. If so, maybe, you know, you should do it again and think of it in a slightly different way. I want you to take your hands and just clasp them together in front of you with the fingers interlaced. And when you do that, then obviously one of your thumbs will be on top of the other thumb. There will be a natural position where one thumb will fall over top of the other, and that's just what feels right for you. In fact, if you were to reverse that and put the other thumb on top, it would feel weird. So when you clasp your fingers together and you see which thumb lands on top, that tells you something about the way that your brain works. What that is telling us is that whichever thumb is on the bottom represents the side of your brain that is most in control. And I say that because the right side of the brain controls the muscles on the left side of the body. And the left side of the brain controls the muscles on the right side of the body. So if you end up with your left thumb on top, which is how I end up, then that means the right side of my brain is the more dominant side. So it can be a little confusing because my right thumb is underneath my left thumb. But what that means is that the right side of my brain is dominant because it's putting my left thumb on top. So you can think of me as being more of a right brain type person. That's the theory behind this exercise. And you know, a lot of people are still unsure about this whole idea of right brain versus left brain. Some people say, oh, that's just a myth in terms of how it defines one's character and personality. But, you know, you can click three times on the internet and find somebody who will claim that anything you believe is a myth these days, whatever it is. You believe in ghosts, that's a myth. You believe in God, that's a myth. You believe the earth is round, oh, that's a myth. So anyway, again, you clasp your hands together, and whichever thumb is on the bottom represents the side of the brain that's actually dominant. So if my right thumb is on the bottom, that means my right brain is dominant. And so when we are thinking about traditionally right brain versus left brain, you often hear this very oversimplified version of what that means. That, you know, if you're a right brain person, then you're more of the creative type. And if you're of the left brain type of person, then you are more of the logic type. And so there is this almost cartoonish way of, again, simplifying this and visualizing it, which is really not accurate. Because a lot of people would think like, oh, well, I'm a right brain person, so that means I can be a painter and write novels and sculpt things. Or, oh, this person's a left-hand person or left brain person, so this person ought to be good at math and accounting and, you know, architecture or whatever, you know. Things that are going to require you to sit down and draw a lot of lines and take measurements. But that, again, that doesn't quite really capture the essence of this. I think maybe a more accurate way of looking at it is if a right brain person watches a good movie, then afterward that person might say, wow, that was a great movie. It really flew right by, you know. And then if a left brain person watches a good movie, the left brain person might say, wow, that was a great movie. I wish it were longer than 90 minutes. So you see, it's a subtle variation in how you sort of view the way we categorize the world. And yet those things can make a big impact when you're trying to do something that is extreme, like exercise the mind in a new way. And so what I have been finding here, doing some of my own research, is that people who are of the more right brain type seem to have an easier time with remote viewing, which is one of the topics that we're going to get into at the big conference in Vegas. Techniques for remote viewing, simple techniques. And that makes a lot of sense because a part of remote viewing is trying to take the sort of logical part of the brain that divides things up into measurements like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you know, and to sort of distract that or tire it or mislead it in a way into a different area so that it doesn't interfere with the full potential of the more creative right side of the brain. And I'm struggling a little bit here for words because, you know, I'm just sort of thinking about the best way to describe some of this stuff as I go through this process myself of trying to explain it. Not to mention the fact that, I have a lot of stuff going on right now. I'm juggling about, you know, five or six different things. But I find it really interesting as you go through these different types of exercises and techniques, what you find is that some of them tend to appeal more to people who have a particular left brain or right brain perspective or point of view. And so this is something that I'm making use of and I'm tapping into as I go over these different elements that are going to be expressed with finding your magic. So I want you to, you know, if you can, do that test. Try to get a sense of whether or not you feel like the right brain or the left brain is controlling more of how you're viewing the world. And then compare that to whether or not you have success with remote viewing. I'd be interested in hearing from some of you who are really good remote viewers who say, well, actually, you know, this was the thumb that was on top. Or some of you who have no success with remote viewing and say, this is the thumb that's on top. This is sort of how you have to, you know, gather this data. It's sort of anecdotal in a way, but it's better than nothing. And I am seeing this pattern here. So anyway, I got to get off here for now, but I'm going to be leaving you more detailed podcasts in the near future once I get my communication set up a little bit better and my voice is back up to par, because later this month I have a slew of radio interviews, and so I've really got to get my voice back up to 100%. Pretty quickly before I do these interviews that go on hours and hours all night long, you know how that is. So anyway, for now, all's good here, and just plugging away, staying busy. I hope that you will come to my website. If you've never been there, go to joshuapwarren.com and click the link at the top to learn about my big event coming up in Las Vegas this May. You can scroll to the bottom of the homepage and you can send me an email. I read every single one. I may not be able to reply to every one, but I will read every one. This podcast is called Joshua P. Warren Daily. I usually try to do one every day, but you know, I'm in a weird situation right now with, you know, being in Puerto Rico, but it's always short. It's always free. And you can click the link at the top of joshuapwarren.com to subscribe. And, you can also follow me on Twitter, and I will tweet when a new one is posted. So I'll be leaving something a little more juicy for you in the near future. Thank you for your interest. Thank you for staying curious, and I'll talk to you again soon.